Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your mental battery is constantly draining faster than you can recharge it? Well, you're not alone. We live in a world that constantly demands our attention, pushes us to do more, be more, achieve more. It's a pressure cooker out there, and if we're not careful, it can take a serious toll on our mental health. That's why today we're diving deep into something absolutely crucial. Self-care. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, another episode about bubble baths and avocado toast, hear me out. Self-care isn't just about pampering yourself, it's a fundamental pillar of mental well-being. It's about consciously making choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul so you can show up as the best version of yourself every single day. So, what does effective self-care actually look like? Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Prioritize your physical health. Think of it this way. If you wouldn't put cheap gas in a high-performance car, why would you treat your body any differently? Fuel your engine with nutritious foods, get regular exercise that gets your heart pumping, and prioritize enough sleep because trust me, those 8 hours are more valuable than that extra episode binge. 2. Mindfulness is your superpower. In our hyper-connected world, it's easy to feel constantly bombarded by information and demands. Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button on that mental chaos. It's about being present in the moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Even 5 minutes of meditation or deep breathing can work wonders for calming your mind and reducing stress. 3. Set boundaries like a boss. You know those friends who are always there to lend an ear, but sometimes drain you more than they energize. It's okay to set boundaries with people and even situations that aren't serving your well-being. Remember, saying no is not selfish, it's self-preservation. 4. Make time for activities that bring you joy. What lights you up? Whether it's painting, dancing, reading, or spending time in nature, carve out time to engage in activities that genuinely make you happy. It recharges your soul and reminds you what life is truly about. 5. Seek support when you need it. Don't be afraid to reach out for help if you're struggling. Talking to a trusted friend or family member, joining a support group, or seeking professional guidance can be incredibly empowering. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Think about that last time you felt truly overwhelmed. Maybe it was during a stressful work deadline, a personal conflict, or just the general chaos of everyday life. What were you doing? Were you neglecting your own needs in the process? Maybe you pushed yourself to work late into the night, sacrificing sleep and healthy meals. Or perhaps you avoided taking breaks, leading to mental fatigue and burnout. We've all been there. But the key takeaway is this. Self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. When we prioritize our well-being, we create a solid foundation for navigating life's challenges with resilience and grace. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's an investment in your happiness, your health, and your ability to show up as the amazing person you are. So this week, I challenge you to make small but intentional changes that prioritize your well-being. Maybe start by incorporating a quick meditation into your morning routine, or plan a nature walk after work. Remember, those 5 key takeaways fuel your body. Practice mindfulness, set boundaries, make time for joy, and seek support when needed. You've got this. And if you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Leave a review, join the conversation on social media, and let's build a community of support and resilience together. Until next time, keep striving for that stoic state of mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.